Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hello again, everybody. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is facing a Senate ethics investigation into his relationship with a close friend and big campaign donor amid allegations that he has helped support the donor's business interests. The New York Times has called for Senator Menendez to give up his chairmanship of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which he just got because he was the ranking Democrat after John Kerry got the Secretary of State job. And WNYC's Bob Henley joins me now. He's been looking into how much of Menendez's actions are just politics as usual in the Beltway or might be labeled corruption. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Also, just one little addendum. The Times suggests that the senator stepped down pending the completion of the Senate ethics probe. So it isn't just a summary dismissal, but conditional on the completion of that probe.
Right. Now, there seem to be three threads here. One, that the senator went to bat, as you wrote, for his friend and campaign donor with health care regulators in a multimillion-dollar dispute over Medicare fraud. Two, that the senator tried to steer a pending port security contract that his friend and campaign donor had with the Dominican Republic. And three, that he accepted free private jet flights to the Dominican Republic from this friend and campaign donor, where the senator allegedly had relations with underage prostitutes. So we'll take those one by one. But first, who is this friend and campaign donor? Dr. Solomon Melhon.
Well, he's a bit of he is a specialist in combating macular degeneration, came up from the Dominican Republic, is well established as a businessman, shaker and mover in Florida. Their relationship goes back quite a long way. Melhon was able to, had enough wherewithal to give some $700,000 to the Democratic Senate leadership PAC. It was kind of like a non-aligned independent expenditure campaign that became so common after Citizens United. And each one of those things you say, I've been on the phone nonstop with the senator's office. In the case of the intercession in terms of the Medicaid and Medicare allegations, Menendez's office says all he was doing was looking for clarification. That, if you get granular, has to do with the fact that Melhon would be using there's a vial that has that he uses in treating folks, and he's had reportedly great success in this. And he would use four doses for four individuals and charge the government Medicare, Medicaid accordingly. And meanwhile, the regulator thinks that you should be able to only accommodate one customer per vial. This resulted in a multimillion-dollar dispute that went back and forth. Menendez felt that the law was ambiguous, the regulation was ambiguous. And then what happened right in the middle of this is that Mayhew's office in Florida was raided by the FBI and healthcare regulators. So that's kind of where we are in that. Did you want to go through the rest of the list? I don't want to.
Yeah, let's go. And that's pretty interesting. And that's, you know, a lot of people's eyes glazed over, Bob, during that answer.
Right.
Not because of you, but because it's a complicated situation. Something like that, you know, may or may not ever run somebody out of office or out of a Foreign Relations Committee chairmanship, if it's as vague as you make it sound. What about the Dominican Republic port security contract?
Well, this is a private contract. You know, after 9/11, the United States made a big effort to try to get screening of all cargo coming into the United States and really around the world, because we were shown how vulnerable this network of global commerce is. And as a consequence, the United States has entered into all kinds of relationships with governments with reciprocal arrangements in terms of technology. There's a debate. This Dr. Mayhon was in a position where he had this company that with this contract, and the idea was to have the screening done in the Dominican Republic. There's also been widely reported, AP has a story on it today, that Dominican Republic has always been a major place for drug shipments, transshipments through to the United States. So the desire is that if you get some kind of monitoring on it, you can bring it down. But there's a valid civic debate about whether a government should be doing this work for itself or should it be subbed out to a private contractor, much the kind of debate we have here. Menendez represents that he was just trying to move the ball in this because the contract had been entered into in good faith and it was stalled. On the other side, down in the Dominican Republic, they're like, this is cronyism. So that's that story.
Senator Menendez has been responding to these accusations to some degree. He says he's paid back the costs of trips to the Dominican
Republic.
That's
an important thing. That's really where this got legs. This story surfaced back just before the election in the Daily Caller on the eve of the election, just right after Sandy and before the 2012 election. It got some limited political traction. And basically, it was not until Senator Thompson, a New Jersey state senator who happens to be the Republican chairman of the Middlesex County political organization, lodged a formal Senate complaint back in October about these flights. And I believe there are two. That I don't know if it's – and that is where this got traction, because then Menendez actually just last month paid back some $58,000 out of his own pocket to compensate – for the flights he took on Dr. Mayen's private jet. And so that's where the thing actually started getting in the mainstream press, was really, the admission by Menendez by his actions that he had not properly disclosed the flights.
Listeners, especially in New Jersey, but anywhere, any questions about these ethics suspicions, at least, about New Jersey's junior senator? And I guess when Frank Lautenberg is the senior senator, anybody's going to be the junior senator. Robert Menendez, 212-433-WNYC. Our Robert Henley is looking into it, 212-433-9692. So the other part of that Daily Caller, the conservative website report, was not simply that this donor to Menendez, Dr. Mehan, had given him flights on his jets, but also allegedly that the doctor had arranged for the senator to have access to prostitutes. And Menendez,
and underage too, right?
Underage, no less. And Menendez has acknowledged that he intervened with the government of the Dominican Republic and the government of the United States on behalf of the doctor's economic interests, things that he said were legitimate, as you were describing. But he vociferously and flatly denies that he had any relationships with prostitutes. So where does this allegation even come from? Menendez calls it a right-wing smear job with no evidence.
Well, evidently Univision sent a crew down there, and one of the young ladies was produced with her mother making representations that she was, chaste and not, that kind of a woman. It seems that that's run out of gas, because the mainstream media now at this point has reporters in the Dominican Republic, in Washington, and in Florida chasing this. And that still really hasn't gotten traction in terms of confirmation. These stories about the campaign finance linkages and the apparent representations that Menendez has made through his actions in Congress and within the federal bureaucracy, that is getting traction every day.
So a Washington politician is effectively being accused of helping a campaign donor. Now, a cynic might say, what's the news here? Isn't that politics as usual?
Well, I think that in speaking with Bob Mintz, former U.S. attorney, assistant U.S. attorney, and Peter Harvey, another former assistant U.S. attorney and former attorney general of New Jersey, I got the sense that what's key here is that we have to have a circumstance that's documented where Senator Menendez basically took money or campaign cash contingent on him doing something for a donor. One of the things that's happened, we have Citizens United, where, of course, the Supreme Court has opened up the spigot in terms of campaign cash, and we're dealing with that. And this is, to some degree, part of that story. Then also, we have a situation where the Supreme Court has really narrowed the tools that prosecutors can use on what's called theft of honest services. Prosecutors really were on a roll for a while, bringing cases against politicians for what appears to be conflicts of interest. Now the court has dialed that back and said, basically, you've got to get a politician on tape, practically at the Vince Lombardi rest area, taking cash and then doing specifically something on behalf of the donor. It's got to be like that.
You spoke with Peter Harvey, a former federal prosecutor and state attorney general, about how to tell if this is against the rules are against the law or not. Here's part of his response.
it's a much easier case if you can show that in exchange for the campaign contribution, the public official agreed to do a particular act that would benefit the campaign donor.
A quid pro quo.
Exactly. But it has to be articulated, because here's the thing. You can have, with the First Amendment, you can say, well, listen, these donors happen to support my approach. It's not – their support of me is not contingent on me doing specific things. They just happen to agree with me.
Let's take a few of the phone calls that are coming in with questions about this. John – oh, are we ready for John? Maybe we're not ready for John. So let me go to Bob in Mountainside. Hi, Bob. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. This was reported in, I guess, the non-mainstream press in March. ABC News had knowledge of this, even the prostitute angle. Nothing was reported prior to the election. The mainstream media protected Senator Menendez and did not do their job and informing the public and the citizens of New Jersey of who they were voting for because they favor Menendez.
Well, I don't think it works that way.
Well, actually, I will say that certainly the fact that Senator Thompson put together this complaint that stuck.
This is
the
state
caller
senator.
Has a point. Yeah, state senator. The fact that the Middlesex County chairman, certainly a partisan, had enough information that now is something that got traction where Menendez then later, like after the election, had to write a check. There's something to that.
Yeah, although I don't think it's fair to say that ABC News, which you mentioned by name,
right,
or others,
well,
just favor Menendez. I think they favor getting their hooks into a juicy scandal and pumping up the ratings
right,
if they can possibly do it.
I think also what happened was the fact that this came on the heels of Sandy, which was a catastrophic event, unprecedented, and a general election where, you know, it's hard for us to chew and walk a gum and walk at the same time. One of the other issues here, too, is that it had the fact that it was anonymously sourced really made it hard for people to get traction. Like, even when I confronted the state senator about, well, where did you get this information, he wouldn't tell me.
This broke originally after Sandy?
Well, this was right in the window there, in the October window.
So in the last week, then,
right,
in any
right.
case,
that's
before
where it showed
the election.
Up. Right.
And, you know, I mean, I think it's also a basic tenet of journalism that if a scandal, an alleged scandalism, suddenly materializes days before the election and it comes from anonymous sources and it's got all kinds of scurrilous things in it, like allegations of underage prostitution, unless there's really good evidence there, you assume it's politics and you don't make too big a deal out of it.
Well, I think also we've had situations where, remember, with Senator Menendez back in another election, there was a situation where information was leaked from the Department of Justice or somewhere that he was under investigation for something involving the rental of a property he owned through where federal money that he had lobbied for was paying the rent.
That was 6 years ago.
Right. And that came to nothing, but it still had traction.
Well, and that I remember that. That was earlier in the campaign.
True.
And the U.S. attorney at that time, a fellow named Chris Christie, was pressing that very hard during Menendez's election campaign 6 years ago. But nothing was ever proven and charges were never brought.
It wasn't. In fact, a letter was brought basically, you know, telling him that they weren't going forward with it. And it's interesting to look at the narrative arc of Bob Menendez. He got his start in Union City, which is in Hudson County. And he really came to light because he actually turned state's evidence on the mayor of Union City, Bill Musto, who was – he had kind of been a protege of and actually was involved with helping in the criminal prosecution of his former mentor.
John in Paramus, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Yeah, didn't Menendez try to dissuade the United States from giving the Dominican Republic a free screening for these cargoes so his friend, who has a business interest in the other company, could supply them with it?
Could get that port security screening contract. Yes, the answer to that question is yes, he did, isn't it?
Well, I think that's exactly what we're exploring now, is trying to nail down the narrative in terms of confirming what it was that the United States government was willing to do for the Dominican Republic.
Right. But the New York Times, if I read the article correctly, and I read the full article the other day, if I read it correctly, I believe what the New York Times is reporting is that the U.S. government was offering free U.S. government paid for port security for the Dominican Republic, this one particular port, as part of drug security efforts, really to keep drugs from coming into the United States. And Menendez intervened, according to the Times, against that idea so that his doctor friend could keep the private contract for the same port security and make money off it.
Well, and of course, you can turn around that the inference being that somehow the Dominican Republic was too corrupt to run its own drug interdiction.
And that's Menendez's response, right? That the private contractor was cleaner, and that history suggested that government officials, meaning Dominican government officials, even if they were using U.S. money, would have been more subject to corruption, vulnerable to corruption by the drug dealers.
Right. And within the country, there's debate about what kind of expertise does this doctor have to be able to do it? And is there not a problem with having a private company in control of something that potentially could be quite a powerful monopoly with setting a fee for every piece of cargo that comes in and out of the port?
Alexis in Red Bank, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alexis.
Hi, Brian. I have been a Menendez supporter. In fact, I did attend a dinner for him right before the election. The fundraising, the campaign donations, and the use of the plane, those things seem complicated, and I will wait for the facts to, you know, be laid out. But one thing I will not tolerate in any politician is the use of prostitutes. It's just so amoral. That is, I mean, a clear line for me. And if anything is found out that this is in fact true, he's done, in my opinion, and should, you know, hit the road.
Alexis, thank you. And I think if that is proven, which it has not been, then he might have to resign from office altogether.
Well, that seems to be – let's talk about what comes of ethics complaints. I think that's important because the media, we tend to throw it in there as a news hook. We took a look at from 2008 to 2012, some 230-some-odd complaints were brought. Something like 37 actually were raised to what they call preliminary investigation, resulting in just 4 letters of admonishment, 0 sanctions. The last time that someone was removed from the U.S. Senate was in 1862 during the Civil War period with the Confederacy. So what happens is
you're right. But on the other hand, you get something like Congressman Anthony Weiner doing, you know, that texting or
then it's
sexting,
a political thing that happens.
Yeah, then it's a political thing that happens and he had to resign.
Right,
so certainly
right.
If Senator Menendez was found to have been using underage prostitutes in the Dominican Republic, you know, that's probably a capital offense in terms of his job.
Actually, the irony, of course, is what happened with Senator Torricelli, where he ended up resigning. You know, he wasn't thrown out of the Senate, but it was exactly this kind of political thing where he got jammed up in a campaign contributor who was convicted. And he himself, you know, ended up resigning. But it wasn't like the Senate threw him out.
But again, the prostitution allegations are the ones for which there is the least evidence, no proof as of now. And so you don't want to tar somebody with that if it's not true, because it's just so scurrilous. But it's being
but here we are talking about it, and we still and that's part of what I think ends up happening with the media.
That's why if we talk about it, we have to talk about it very carefully.
Right.
But this is being investigated, correct?
Well, no. The what's being investigated, and again, you have to understand the state Senate ethics is not an open shop. They don't like
they don't tell you what they're investigating,
right.
Or even who they're
investigating. But in getting a sense of what they're going to be looking at, the circumstances around these flights, and that relationship, as you said. And they have to look at, like, what was the nature of these flights? Why was it not disclosed? And, you know, actually what's happened, and this was made by a law professor, Professor Painter at the University of Minnesota, who pointed out to me that with Citizens United, with the spigot being open for money, and now the situation where prosecutors are so limited on these corruption cases, all that really endures are these basic rules of the road that the Senate and House have for themselves.
So the Times editorial board has called for Menendez to give up his Senate Foreign Relations Committee chairmanship, temporarily at least, while this ethics investigation continues. Does it look like he might do that? Is there enough pressure from his Democratic colleagues in the Senate to make that happen?
Well, no. I mean, publicly, Harry Reid has been very supportive. Dick Durbin has. And also, the senator is going to Afghanistan soon in his role as chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee. So he is moving forward. There hasn't been anything publicly, at least. And remember, there was a Mahin, this doctor was a benefactor to the entire Democratic Party. It's not just Menendez. Menendez had a leadership role in the Democratic Senate Campaign Finance Committee in the campaign to get to hold on to
– to get senators elected who were Democrats all over the country.
So he had a major leadership role there.
WNYC. Give me your title again.
Contributing editor for Politics and Investigations.
On the investigation side of that, WNYC's Bob Henley. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Coming up next, we'll keep interviewing directors of the Best Documentary Oscar nominees. Today, Dror Morey, director of The Gatekeepers. That's that film with interviews with six former directors of Israel's security agency, Shin Bet. Stay with us.